Really exciting and a pleasure to be with everybody this morning to really make this very, I think, important and timely announcement. We have seen over the last few months the debates on cable news. We have seen the images of people being put on planes. We have heard stories about folks who have been impacted by aggressive immigration enforcement and mass deportation. We're here today to humanize all of that. These are folks who are family members. They are our friends. They are our colleagues. We've worked with a lot of these folks. I know for me personally, these are folks who have stood with me and for me. And today, we stand with them. We are launching the Bay Area Stand Together Fund. This fund is about getting much needed resources to community organizations and service providers who are meeting the moment and serving immigrant and refugee communities. And we are doing it together. You can see next to me and behind me a group of leaders who really embody the spirit of what I'm talking about today. And the first one who I want to invite to say, make some remarks is Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be with all of these incredible mayors all around and also our community leaders. Immigrants are the small business owners, essential workers, community leaders, and neighbors who make San Francisco a place that we are proud to call home. Immigrants fuel our economy, contributing nearly $275 billion in output and $23 billion in annual tax revenue across California. Considering one in three San Franciscans was born outside of the United States, immigrants are not just part of the story. They are our story. We see it in coming to life in the journeys of people like Frecia. Frecia is 27 years old. Originally from Peru, she works full-time with no criminal record in any country. She has attended every one of her immigration hearings since arriving in the United States. On July 3rd, as she appeared for another immigration hearing, Frecia was detained by federal immigration enforcement. In an instant, her life and her family's lives were upended. There was no warrant. There was no reason communicated for her detention. And she, as we all know, is not the only one. The tactics being used in this country, arrests, raids, fear-based policies, are not just cruel, they are un-American. When parents are afraid to send their children to school, when people feel too threatened to report crimes, when law-abiding residents are put in danger doing exactly what the government instructs them to do, our community becomes less safe. When immigrants are targeted, it upends our entire community. That is why today, with the San Francisco Foundation and elected leaders and community partners from across the region, we are launching the Stand Together Bay Area Fund to provide support for immigrant families and individuals in crisis. This fund will help keep a roof over people's heads. It will put food on the table. It will ease the burden for people who are being targeted, and it will send a clear message that San Francisco and the Bay Area will not turn our backs on our neighbors. Launching this fund took collaboration and leadership. The San Francisco Foundation has stepped up, as they have so many times. Local organizations like the Mission Asset Fund have been doing the work on the ground and are ready to move resources where they're needed most. And faith leaders, community leaders, and residents across this region are joining in because they understand what's at stake. I'm proud that our cities and counties are standing together to support San Francisco values and Bay Area values. We're standing for dignity, saying clearly that immigrants belong in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And let me be clear, I reaffirm San Francisco's sanctuary policies today and every single day. These are our city's policies. They keep us safe, and they are not changing. Fresia is not alone in her story. It is a reminder of what this work and this fund is about, making sure immigrants can find stability, support, and dignity in moments of crisis. San Francisco stands with you. The Bay Area stands with you. And now it is my honor to introduce Mayor Barbara Lee of Oakland.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I want to thank the press for being here. I want to thank you, Mr. Mayor, for hosting us here in the beautiful city of San Francisco and all of our elected officials. It's so important that we come together today with the San Francisco Foundation. I want to thank Fred Blackwell, your tremendous leadership, for leading this effort and for always standing for and with our communities. Also, let me just take a moment to thank the Mission Asset Fund, Faith in Action, and the San Francisco Interfaith Council for stepping up to deliver direct support to families. And to the immigrant families, let me just thank you, and to our community leaders and advocates who have been really on the front line of this fight long, long before today. Now, cities and counties, philanthropy, faith leaders, and community organizations are working together in a powerful alliance of regional solidarity. Oakland is so proud to be part of this effort. Our immigrant neighbors deserve safety, dignity, and the assurance that our entire region has their back. Now, I grew up in El Paso, Texas, in an immigrant community that shaped who I am today. And in Oakland, we have 125 languages spoken. I know what's at stake in this crisis. Parents separated from their children, families losing income overnight, and neighbors living in fear instead of security. The Stand Together Bay Area Fund is our collective response. Through an unprecedented collaboration between San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and our entire region, we are raising $10 million, $10 million, to support immigrant families facing hardship due to federal immigration enforcement across the six Bay Area counties, which we know is escalating each and every single day. Together, we are sending a clear message. The Bay Area stands with immigrant families. We will answer fear with solidarity, turn division into unity, and meet hardships with real support. Oakland, and this is real support. Oakland has long been a city where we build real protections for families, and we show in practice that immigrants are valued residents of our city. What makes this moment so powerful is that we're not doing it alone. Our cities, all of our cities, are standing shoulder to shoulder, coordinating across the region to align our values with action. This is the American way. That solidarity is what gives this fund its strength. And with that, now I just want to say once again, thank you to everyone for this. It's my pleasure to introduce my colleague, our San Jose mayor, Matt Mahan, who has been a steadfast partner in this work. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Mayor Lee, and good morning, everyone. Mayor Lurie, thank you for hosting us in your beautiful city. SF Foundation CEO Fred Blackwell, thank you for your leadership and this commitment. Like my fellow mayors and colleagues, I've seen the fear gripping our community firsthand. At town halls and community meetings, I've heard from parents who are afraid to walk their children to school, neighbors afraid to go to the grocery store, afraid to go to work. Residents afraid that even if they are here legally, they could still be targeted because of the color of their skin or the language they speak. Let me be clear. San Jose, like the rest of our region, is a city of immigrants. And we are a welcoming city. We are 40% foreign-born. Over half of our residents speak a language other than English at home. That doesn't make them any less American. In fact, it speaks to just how deeply they love this country. And it speaks to the enduring power of the American dream. Being here means they, or their parents, or their grandparents, chose this place, chose this country, chose this community. Most of us, if we look back far enough, are here because someone in our lineage made that choice. Someone wanted to be here. And I'm standing here today to say to the 1 million residents I represent and the nearly 8 million residents of our beautiful region, we want you here. That's what today is about. The fund we are launching is a practical, common sense solution to the very real fear many in our community are facing every day. And it's about more than money. It's a promise to the immigrant families who built the Bay Area and continue to build it every day that we have your back, that we will protect your rights, that we will stand with you, that we will not let fear divide us. Because fear cannot be allowed to consume us or to turn us against each other. Fear makes us forget who we are. Fear makes us see neighbors as strangers, or even worse. It shrinks our sense of community at the very moment we need it more than ever before. The antidote to fear is not a strong man. It's a collective acknowledgement of our shared humanity and collective action to build a better future for all of our children. It's remembering that every person has dignity and rights that must be respected, no matter where they come from or what language they speak. Those rights are enshrined in our Constitution. And in a moment when something so integral to our society starts to feel so fragile, we are called to reaffirm the simple truth that our shared humanity and the equality and dignity of every person is truly what holds this nation together. So just as our families chose to come here, and it often isn't the easiest choice, we must now choose to see and honor each other's humanity. And choosing to see that humanity is not a one-time act. It's a daily practice of seeing each other clearly, of protecting each other's rights, of building a more just and welcoming world. This fund is that choice, a choice to help instead of harm. And again, I really want to thank the San Francisco Foundation, CEO Fred Blackwell, for bringing us together and giving us that choice. And as we contribute, let's remember, this is just the beginning. To truly support all of our neighbors and find room for them here in the country they love just as much as we do, we must be working toward fair, legal, and comprehensive immigration reform. Reform that is bipartisan and rooted in common sense. That's the ultimate answer to this deeply important issue. Y rápidamente, para las noticias en español, muy rápidamente, San José es una ciudad de inmigrantes y hoy estamos lanzando un fondo para ayudar a quienes sean atacados injustamente. Necesitamos vernos unos a otros como humanos y asegurarnos de que se respeten nuestros derechos. Estamos unidos porque queremos que la comunidad sepa que estamos aquí para apoyarlos. Y hoy, al mismo tiempo, seguiremos luchando por una reforma migratoria justa, legal y bipartidista para que todos tengan un lugar en el país que aman. Gracias a todos mis socios y el San Francisco Foundation. Gracias. And now it's my pleasure to hand the mic over to another champion for rights and inclusivity in our Bay, Supervisor Fortunato Bass.
Thank you. Good morning. Buenos dias. Thank you to the San Francisco Foundation. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, to all of our mayors and all of the elected officials, and very importantly, the community organizations who are here standing together. My name again is Nikki Fortunato Bass, and it's an honor to join this strong showing of solidarity and commitment to our communities as we launch the Stand Together Bay Area Fund. As your Alameda County Supervisor, I want to remind you that Alameda County is a welcoming county. My message is that we all belong and we will keep each other safe. I'm the daughter of Filipino immigrants who came to this country seeking economic opportunity, and my grandparents came fleeing the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos. And today, while this federal administration is carrying out a mass deportation agenda, we see that they are spreading fear, causing trauma, and separating our families. However, our communities are demonstrating courage, resistance, and an unshakable commitment to organizing and keeping each other safe. Today, we launched this fund to meet the most basic needs of our neighbors impacted by this inhumane crisis. Resources to pay the rent, to buy food, and for legal fees. And I am honored to be meeting this moment by contributing $50,000 from my office. And urging others to meet our $10 million goal. We are a community and region that shows up. And just days ago, I reached out to my colleagues in Berkeley, Richmond, the counties of San Francisco, Contra Costa, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and it is amazing to see so many across the entire Bay Area to stand today, as well as to be standing together beyond. At the board, I chair our Alameda County Together for All committee to ensure that we are informed, prepared, and coordinate a response to the impacts of the federal administration. And we are working with our community to build power, not panic, to make sure that we are prepared. We invested $3.5 million earlier this year in our deportation defense networks, in our organizing networks, in our rapid response networks. Thank you so much to the communities who are doing that work. And with my colleague on the committee, Supervisor Elisa Marquez, I am committed to continuing to expanding that support. Our community has urged our Board of Supervisors to launch an emergency assistance fund for families facing deportation and urgent crises. And today, we are doing just that and meeting our community's call to action. We are united as a region to support our neighbors. Let's meet our $10 million goal. And these dollars are just one piece of a much larger strategy, a much larger fight, a fight for dignity, a fight for rights, and a fight for the future of our democracy. So we must make sure that we meet fear with solidarity, repression with resistance, and despair with joy and unity. History is going to remember where we stand. And today we stand together, we stand with each other, we stand with our immigrant families with an unwavering commitment to the dignity and safety of each one of us. ¿Se puede?
Sí, se puede.
Thank you so much. And it is my utmost pleasure to introduce my colleague on the Board of Supervisors, Supervisor Elisa Marquez. All right.
Buenos dias, everyone. Good morning, community. My name is Elisa Marquez, and I have the honor to represent Alameda County Board of Supervisors District 2, which includes Hayward, Union City, Newark, and portions of Fremont. I'm honored to be a part of this community. If you look around, you see the leaders throughout the region. They're here because we're here to tell our immigrant community, aquí estamos y no nos vamos. We belong here, and we aren't going anywhere. My family, your families, everyone around here, we built this region. We are the backbone. We are the infrastructure, and we continue to maintain it. We continue to care for it. So I don't care what that clown is doing in the White House. If you look around here, we're here to tell our immigrant community, We've got your back. I'm going to join my colleague. Thank you for your leadership. And I'm not going to say it's a match. It's a collaboration. My office will also be collaborating to donate $50,000 towards our $10 million goal. And I'm here to tell all of you, you can do your part. No amount is too small. $5, $7, $20, installment plans. We're here for it, okay? We need to reach this goal, and I know collectively we could do it. And again, I'm just so proud to be here. Thank you to the San Francisco Foundation and your leadership. We will not be in silence. We will not live in fear. We're here to tell our immigrant community, we've got your back. We love you, we see you, and we're going to defend you. And I promise we're going to raise those $10 million. So will you join me?
Yes. Yes.
You're going to join me? Okay. That's a call to action. We need everyone to do their part. We're going to pass out a QR code soon. So please do your part and contribute. And now I'd like to introduce the leader of this effort. Let's give it up for Mr. Fred Blackwell. Thank you so much.
I want to thank the mayors and members of the Board of Supervisors for their remarks. As I think you all can see, we're ready to stand in solidarity in support of this community. I just want to say a couple of things to close out. You've seen two pledges already. We're at about $500,000. We plan to escalate that very quickly. You have heard that we have a $10 million goal, and I just want to amplify what Supervisor Marquez just said. This is not just about the San Francisco Foundation. It's not just about the elected leaders that you see. It's not just about wealthy philanthropists in the Bay Area. This is about all of us. So the QR code that you see back here, the standtogetherbayarea.org website, visit those, contribute to those. No contribution is too small. This is the time for the Bay to show what it's all about, you all. So thank you. Want to thank everybody for being here. Want to thank all the community organizations that have shown up, and let's do it.
All right.
Thank you, Fred. For those in the media that would like to have interviews, we are going to be staged over in that area, and I will help coordinate that. But thank you all for coming, and we're done.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.